USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria today as Russia's war on Ukraine enters its fourth week, speaking at a joint news conference with Bulgarian Prime Minister Petkov.
It's important to me to be here in person at this critical moment to condemn Russia's reckless and ruthless aggression against a peaceful neighbor.
Officials say discoveries were made in the search efforts for a missing U.S. military aircraft with four service members on board. The Marine MV-22 Osprey went missing while performing a NATO exercise off the Norwegian coast. Ground crews are headed to the scene. They're not expected to reach the site for several hours. The White House said China needs to decide where it stands in the Russia-Ukraine war following a nearly two-hour call between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
He also conveyed and described the implications and consequences of China provides material support to Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a disaster declaration because of raging wildfires near Abilene. Fire officials say the Eastlands Complex fires have burned over 45,000 acres and are only 10% contained. The emergency declaration covers 11 counties.
State and local officials are working collaboratively and successfully at working to contain the fire.
The Biden administration is considering ways to fast-track bringing Ukrainian refugees to the United States. Instead, their focus comes in the form of U.S. assistance, $293 million so far, with another $4 billion specifically for humanitarian aid in the new funding bill President Biden signed earlier this week. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrats for blaming the oil and gas industry.
We warned anti-energy policies would lead to higher gas prices. Democrats have responded with excuses and finger-pointing and unserious solutions, as you can see from the chart. Remember when they first blamed COVID for it?
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
Republican Congressman Don Young of Alaska, the longest-serving member of the current Congress, died Friday at the age of 88 while traveling home, his office said in a statement. Young, who was first elected to Congress in 1973, was also the longest-serving Republican lawmaker in congressional history. Young's death comes as he was preparing a re-election campaign for a 26th term in Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks we should brace for another COVID surge.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
Paul Dano is writing a comic book based on the Riddler. Dano, who played the villain in the Batman movie this year, will dive into the origins of the character in a comic book titled Riddler Year One. DC Comics announced the news on Twitter, teasing the comic with a first look image featuring the character's glasses on top of some scattered papers. Dano's debut in a comic writing will release in October. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.